Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What is it about sleeping while driving? Why does it happen?
Well, driving is something where it's hard to stay engaged, especially over long periods of time. You're just sitting there, and sometimes it's hard to concentrate, especially if you're driving long distances, if there's not a lot of traffic and that sort of thing. And so it's hard to continuously have attention to what you're doing when you're driving, just because it's a sedentary, boring activity for the most part.
So you're saying that my brain turns off when I'm driving?
Well, your brain has more difficulty engaging in things, because you know, you might be listening to the radio or that sort of thing, but if you're sleepy, your brain has this drive to sleep, and unless you're actually being physically active, it can be very difficult to stay awake.
And driving is, you're in a certain posture that can cause you to be more sleepy, I would imagine.
Sure, because you're relaxed, you're sitting in a comfortable position. At least most people adjust their car seats so that, it's comfortable to sit and that sort of thing. And so it does tend to make it a situation where it's easier to fall asleep than, for example, if you're walking down a sidewalk. You're unlikely to fall asleep because you're engaged in physical activity that tends to keep you more awake.
I guess I haven't thought about that, but the chair in my truck is actually the most comfortable chair I probably sit in all day long when I'm driving. So can you compare driving while impaired, whether it's alcohol or drugs, compared to sleeping?
They're different. Your brain has this clock in it called your circadian clock that controls your sleeping and wakefulness and that sort of thing. And so most people, the clock and your drive to sleep is highest at the time you usually go to bed, and it's the lowest when you get up in the morning, and then through the day you build up more sleepiness. And if you've gotten to a point where you're what we call your sleep inertia has gotten to the point where your brain says it's time to go to sleep, then unless you have something pushing opposite that, for example, the example we gave earlier, if you're walking down a sidewalk, you've got something else that's keeping you awake. But you're just sitting in a car driving and your brain says it's time to go to sleep, that's a situation where it's much more likely to happen. Things like alcohol and that sort of thing just impair how your brain works. So that's a different situation. Alcohol can obviously make you sleepy, but that's typically not what causes accidents with alcohol. It's delayed response times and that sort of thing, because you got alcohol on board that's impairing how your brain functions as far as controlling motor function and that sort of thing.
How do we prevent driving and sleepiness? How do we prevent it ourselves when we're just driving around the city?
Well, first you just have to look at what are the most common things that lead to that. So the most common thing that leads to sleepiness while driving is just inadequate quantity of sleep. So if you're sleep deprived, you're going to have more potential to be sleepy. And so one thing is just, especially if you're going to drive any distance, that you make sure that you're adequately rested before you go. There are other sleep disorders that can cause sleepiness, and if patients have sleepiness in spite of having adequate sleep, then that's the time when they should be screened for a sleep disorder that potentially can be causing the sleepiness, because if they have a sleep disorder, potentially it can be treated and make the problem better.
If you're sleeping while driving constantly, is that a red flag or something else?
Well, certainly. I mean, the most common sleep disorder that we see in the United States is obstructive sleep apnea. One of the symptoms of sleep apnea is daytime sleepiness. So if a patient snores and their spouse observes them not breathing while they're sleeping, if they have daytime sleepiness, patients that are overweight have higher risk of having sleepiness. Having obstructive sleep apnea that can cause sleepiness. So if patients have those types of symptoms, then they need to be referred to be evaluated to see if they have obstructive sleep apnea, because if you treat it, you can make the sleepiness better.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.